and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the last week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, Prioress of the Dominican Sisters of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled, The Temple of Our Lives.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen, and what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. It's one thing to be living thousands of years later like we are when we know that Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed just as Jesus predicted. It's another thing, though, to be sitting there in the shadow of the temple and imagining what Jesus was saying. What you see here, it's not going to last forever, folks. There will come a day when there will not be one stone left upon another stone. Trying to imagine life and worship without the temple, the disciples asked for signs. They wanted to be prepared. And Jesus didn't provide them with dates and times. He simply said, "Do not follow the charlatans who say they come in my name. Do not be afraid when you hear of wars and insurrections." If I were one of the disciples listening to Jesus back then, I would not have found his words to be particularly comforting. This was the temple he was talking about, the place where the people believed God dwelt among them, the place where they gathered for worship and celebration. It was a place of identity for the Jewish people. How could it ever come tumbling down? And yet, come tumbling down it did in the year 70 of the Common Era, the same way many other institutions come tumbling down, by way of destruction, of assault, of war and insurrection. In our own era, we can see in our mind's eyes the images of other edifices crashing down by way of the swing of a wrecking ball, the dropping of bombs, the nose of an airplane. Whether religious buildings, entire towns and villages, or places of work, they are places that build up a society. So what is left if the brick and mortar is gone? What remained for the Jewish people was the Torah, the writings and the teachings of the prophets, and the teachings of the rabbis. What remains for us as Christians is the living church, who at its heart is Jesus. In the Gospel of John, when Jesus had cleansed the temple, he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Gospel writer goes on to tell us that Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. What remains then is the body of Christ. And as St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? We, the baptized, the body of Christ, are God's temple. It is a living temple, adorned with life and love, forgiveness and understanding, courage and freedom, peace and reconciliation, truth and wisdom, trust and hope. This temple stands as a beacon in a world torn apart. What remains is the promise of the resurrection, where death and destruction no longer have the victory. What remains is what is enduring, our life in Jesus the Christ.